Let's return now to my interview with Bernice King, CEO of the King Center. I met with her recently to talk about the legacy of her mother, Coretta Scott King. Scott King's life is chronicled in a new memoir titled My Life, My Love, My Legacy. It was recently published posthumously. She was an activist and a singer. She organized freedom concerts to benefit social movements, and she even used her voice to bring comfort during tragedy. This is her performing A Balm in Gilead at the 1963 funeral for four young girls killed in a church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama. This week, I traveled to the King Center to talk to Bernice King, the youngest daughter of Coretta Scott King, and I asked her if her mother inspired her to use her very own voice.
Yeah, she did, you know, because I wouldn't talk a lot. I mean, growing up, I was quiet, and I'm still a little shy, socially especially. Growing up, when we would have conversations, and she talks about this in the book, you know, she would say, Bernice, do you have anything to say? I wouldn't have anything to say. Nothing. I was good. But it was always hard. If I had to tell her one thing, Mom, if we had to do it all over again, it probably would be best if she switched the order sometimes. Because every time we had family conversations about any kind of topic, she would start with the oldest. So my sister would go first, Martin would go second, Dexter would go third, and I would always be last. Well, you know, I was like, everything's been said. I don't want to just repeat what somebody else has said. And it's interesting now, it shapes, you know, when I speak, and it puts a lot of pressure on me because, and I can't seem to shake it. And I'm trying so hard, even at this age, and that is that I always feel the pressure of what can I say that hasn't been said?
Last month, you took to Facebook to pass along these 10 ways that Americans can, you know, deal with the presidency of Donald Trump. It was titled Some Wise Advice Circulating, and the number one piece of advice was not to use Trump's name sparingly so as not to detract from the issues. And it seems that you've been inspired to talk recently about the political landscape that we are in and that we are challenged by. And I'm wondering, what role do you want to play, if any, in politics? Maybe a run for the White House?
No, a run away from all politics. I think my role is more similar to my dad's and my mother's. I think you're more effective, someone like me, on the outside, because it's a system, and that system has certain ways of functioning and operating, and it's very difficult to really be you. I mean, I think a lot of people who go into politics have good intentions, but once they get into it, you know, they get caught up in that whole system, and it's very difficult for many of them to set out to do and be the person that they started out as. I mean, I've seen it over and over again, and it's really unfortunate because, you know, I don't know if we as the electoral do it to them or do those who are their colleagues do it to them. I'm still trying to figure out if it's more within as opposed to those of us who put them there. And I'm thinking it's more within because we're like right now on the outside pounding, you know, like, hey, listen to us. You know, that's why you have all these protests going on because it's like they have this self-contained world and they're operating in it almost oblivious to the people that they represent. So my voice is an external voice. And when I did the posting, and the strange thing is, I was wondering after the fact, should I have clarified? And because my life moves so rapidly, sometimes I forget to go back and do things. Mm-hmm. And today, in today's society, with social media, you have to be careful of
it's
that.
Immediate.
And I'm trying to get used to that, too. It's a different world, Bernice. It's not like the world you grew up in. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is this actually was not my posting. There was someone who posted these 10 things. I read them, and I resonated with most of them. And I'm just innocently doing what they requested. I mean, I don't know if you've been on Facebook and somebody will say, copy and paste. Don't just share. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
I'm thinking, okay. And my mind is not thinking, Bernie, somebody's going to see this, pick it up, and it's going to go viral like crazy. You know, within 24 hours, I'm getting all of this. I'm like, what? You know, I'm not even paying attention to it. I've moved on. I didn't think it was going to be taken that seriously. Mm-hmm. But it just shows you where we are as a nation and the pain and the anguish that people are experiencing.
I've been speaking with Dr. Bernice King about the new book. It's called My Life, My Love, My Legacy. It's by her mother, the late Coretta Scott King. Thank you so much. This is, by the way, this book is perfect for Women's History Month.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Actually, it's perfect for everybody to have on their shelf. And, you know, Dr. King, that we know, we would not have known him that way, but for Coretta Scott King. Nobody on the face of this earth will have a legacy unless there's somebody that carries it forward. I don't care how great you are, you gotta have people who carry it forward. And she was that person who carried forward his legacy.
Thank you so much for hosting us today.
Thank you.
And now we listen to Coretta Scott King in her own words. This is from a 60 Minutes interview in 1968. It was the first Christmas after the death of her husband.
My husband said so often that unearned suffering is redemptive. And I think somehow all of us have felt that he gave his life in such a meaningful way that what he lived for and what he gave his life for will bring about some of the changes that are necessary